Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 1, Genealogical Table of the Daughters of Manu, Part 1, Verses 1 through 8, The Story of Yajna and Dakshina. Sri Maitreya then said, Swayambhuva Manu begot three daughters in his wife Shatarupa, and their names were Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. Akuti had two brothers, but in spite of her brothers, King Swayambhuva Manu handed Akuti over to Prajapati Ruchi on the condition that the son born of Akuti be returned to Swayambhuva as his son. This Manu did in consultation with his wife, Shatarupa. Ruchi, who was very powerful in Brahmanical qualifications and was appointed one of the progenitors of living entities, begot one son and one daughter by his wife Akuti. Of the two children born of Akuti, the male child was directly an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his name was Yajna, which is another name of Lord Vishnu. The female child was a partial incarnation of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who is the eternal consort of Lord Vishnu. Swayambhuva Manu very gladly brought home the beautiful boy named Yajna, and Ruchi, Swayambhuva's son-in-law, kept with him the daughter Dakshina. Yajna, the lord of the ritualistic performance of sacrifice, later on married Dakshina, who was anxious to have the personality of Godhead as her husband. And so in this wife, Lord Yajna was also very much pleased to beget 12 children. The 12 boys born of Yajna and Dakshina were named Tosha, Pratosha, Santosha, Bhadra, Santi, Idaspati, Idma, Kavi, Vibhu, Swana, Sudeva, and Rochana. During the time of Swayambhuva Manu, these sons all became the demigods, collectively named the Tushitas.
Kadachit kalindi tata vipinna sangitaka ravo mudabiri nari vadana kamala swada madupa rama shambhu brahma marapati Gane Sharchita Pado Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathakami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathakami Bhavatu to me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavat to me.
Sometimes in great happiness, Lord Jagannath makes a loud concert with his flute within the groves on the bank of the Yamuna. Jagannath is like a bumblebee tasting the beautiful lotus-like faces of the gopi cowherder damsels of Braja, and great personalities such as Lakshmi, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, and Ganesha worship Jagannath's lotus feet. Oh, may that Jagannatha Swami be the object of my vision. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 1, Genealogical Table of the Daughters of Manu, Part 2, Verses 8 through 15 and 33 through 47. The Descendants of the Nine Daughters of Kardama and Devahuti. Sri Maitreya then said to Vidura, Marichi became the head of the seven rishis, and Yajna became the king of the demigods, Indradeva. Swayambhuva Manu's two sons, Priyavrata and Uttanapada, became very powerful kings, and their sons and grandsons spread all over the three worlds during that period. My dear son Vidura, Swayambhuva Manu handed over his very dear daughter Devahuti to Kardama Muni, and I have already spoken to you about them, and you have heard about them almost in full. Swayambhuva Manu handed over his daughter Prasuti to the son of Lord Brahma named Daksha, who was also one of the progenitors of living entities. The descendants of Daksha are spread throughout the three worlds. O Viduraji, you have already been informed about the nine daughters of Kardama Muni, who were handed over to nine different sages. Now I shall describe the descendants of those nine daughters, so please hear from me. Kardama Muni's daughter, Kala, who was married to Marichi, gave birth to two children, whose names were Kashyapa and Purnima. Their descendants are spread all over the world. My dear Vidura, of the two sons, Kashyapa and Purnima, Purnima begot three children named Viraja, Vishvaga, and Devakulya. And of these three, Devakulya was the water which washed the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, which later on transformed into the Ganga of the heavenly planets. Anasuya, the wife of Atri Muni, gave birth to three very famous sons, namely Soma, Dattatreya, and Durvasa, who were all partial representations of Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Lord Brahma. Soma was a partial representation of Lord Brahma. Dattatreya was a partial representation of Lord Vishnu, and Durvasa was a partial representation of Lord Shiva. Now you may hear from me of the many sons of Angira. Angira's wife, Shraddha, gave birth to four daughters named Sinibali, Kuhu, Raka, and Anumati. Besides these four daughters, Shraddha also had another two sons. One of them was known as Utatya, and the other was the learned scholar Brihaspati. Pulastya begot in his wife, Havirbhu, one son of the name Agastya, who, in his next birth, became the Hragni. Besides Agastya, Pulastya begot another very great and saintly son, whose name was Vishrava. Vishrava had two wives. The first wife was Idavidda, from whom Kuvera, the master of all yakshas, was born, and the next wife was named Keshini, from whom three sons were born, namely Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and Vibhishana. Gati, the wife of the sage Pulaha, gave birth to three sons named Karmashreshta, Variyan, and Sahishnu, and all of them were great sages. Gati, the fifth daughter of Kardama Muni, was very faithful to her husband, and all the sons of Gati were as good as the sage Pulaha. Kratu's wife Kriya, the sixth daughter of Kardama Muni, gave birth to 60,000 great sages named the Valakilyas, because they all retired from family life as Vanaprasthas. All these sages were greatly advanced in spiritual knowledge, and their bodies were illuminated by such knowledge. The great sage Vasishta begot in his wife Urja, who is sometimes called Arundhati, seven spotlessly great sages, headed by the sage named Chitraketu. Arundhati was the ninth daughter of Kardama Muni. The names of these seven sages are as follows: Chitraketu, Surochi, Viraja, Mitra, Urvana, Vasubridhyana, and Juman. Some other very competent sons were born from Vasishta's other wife. Chitti, wife of the sage Atharva, gave birth to a son named Ashvashira by accepting a great vow called Dadanchya. The wife of Atharva, known as Chitti, was also known as Santi. She was the eighth daughter of Kardama Muni. So now you may hear from me about the descendants of the sage Bhrigu, for the sage Bhrigu was highly fortunate. In his wife known as Kyati, Bhrigu begot two sons named Datta and Vidhata, and one daughter named Shri, who was very much devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sage Meru had two daughters named Ayati and Niyati, whom Meru gave in charity to Datta and Vidhata. Ayati and Niyati gave birth to two sons, Mrikunda and Prana. From Mrikunda, Markandeya Rishi was born, and from Prana, the sage Vedashira, whose son was Ushana or Shukra Acharya, and he was also known as Kavi. Thus, Kavi also belonged to the descendants of the Bhrigu dynasty. And so, my dear Vidura, the population of the universe was thus increased by the descendants of these sages and the daughters of Kardama. Anyone who hears the descriptions of this dynasty with faith will be relieved from all sinful reactions.
Puja Savye Venu Shirasi Shiki Pucham Katitate Jukulang Netrante Sahachara Kataksham Vidhate Sada Srimad Vrindavanava Sati Lila Parichayo. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavat to me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavat to me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavat to me.
In his left hand, Lord Jagannath holds a flute. On his head, he wears peacock feathers, and on his hips, he wears fine yellow silken cloth. And from the corners of his eyes, he bestows sidelong glances upon his loving devotees. And Jagannath always reveals himself through his pastimes in his divine abode of Vrindavan. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 1, Genealogical Table of the Daughters of Manu, Part 3, Verses 47 through 52 and 60 through 66, The Daughters of Prasuti. Sri Maitreya then said to Vidura, another of Manu's daughters, known as Prasuti, married the son of Lord Brahma named Daksha. And Daksha begot 16 very beautiful daughters with lotus-like eyes in his wife Prasuti. Of these 16 daughters, 13 were given in marriage to Dharma, and one daughter was given to Agni.
And one of the remaining two daughters was given in charity to the Pitriloka, where she resides very amicably. And the other was given to Lord Shiva, who is the deliverer of sinful persons from material entanglement. The names of the 13 daughters of Daksha, who were given to Dharma, are named Shraddha, Maitri, Daya, Santi, Tushti, Pushti, Kriya, Unnati, Buddhi, Medha, Tatiksha, Kri, and Murti. These 13 daughters produce the following sons. Shraddha gave birth to Shubha. Maitri produced Prasada. Daya gave birth to Abhay. Santi gave birth to Sukha. Tushti gave birth to Mudda. Pushti gave birth to Smaya. Kriya gave birth to Yoga. Unnati gave birth to Darpa. Buddhi gave birth to Artha. Megha gave birth to Smriti. Tatiksha gave birth to Kshema. And Hri gave birth to Prashraya. Murti, a reservoir of all respectable qualities, gave birth to Sri Nara Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The predominating deity of fire begot in his wife, Swaha, three children named Pavaka, Pavamana, and Shuchi, who exist by eating the oblations offered to the fire of sacrifice. And from those three sons, another 45 descendants were generated, who are also fire gods. Therefore, the total number of fire gods is 49, including the fathers and the grandfather. These 49 fire gods are the beneficiaries of the oblations offered in the Vedic sacrificial fire by impersonalist brahmanas. The Agnishvatas, the Varhishadas, the Saumyas, and the Ajapas are the Pittas, and they are either Sadnika or Niragnika. The wife of all these Pittas is Swadha, who is the daughter of King Daksha. Swadha, who was offered to the Pittas, begot two daughters named Vayuna and Dharani, both of whom were impersonalists and were expert in transcendental and Vedic knowledge. The 16th daughter, whose name was Sati, was the wife of Lord Shiva. She could not produce a child, although she always faithfully engaged in the service of her husband. The reason for this is that Sati's father, Daksha, used to rebuke Lord Shiva in spite of his faultlessness. Consequently, before attaining a mature age, Sati gave up her body by dint of yogic mystic power. Recorded July 31, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Maham Bodhes Kire Kanaka Ruchire Nila Shikare Basan Prasadanta Sahaja Bhala Badrena Balina Subhadra Madhyastha Sakala Sura Seva Vasarado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavat to me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavat to me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavat to me. On the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace, atop the brilliant golden Neelachala hill, Lord Jagannath resides with his powerful brother Balabhadra and his sister Subhadra, who sits between them. May that Jagannath Swami, who bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls, be the object of my vision.